Good morning, and thank you for starting off your day with the Andy Summers Show on 92.5 XT. We work with some fascinating people here, don't we?
And I feel like you can probably relate to this if you work in an office or if you just work with other people in general, because there's this woman, this woman that we work with who is really smart.
Oh, she's like, wicked smart.
Yeah, she's like she's big boss lady. Okay, mm-hmm. and she, I feel bad saying a big boss lady, but I mean she's, you know, in charge. Yeah. And she. We so often get emails from her that are recalling a previous email, and we get so excited. So yesterday, we got an email from this woman saying, "Hello, I have 1,000 emails in my inbox currently. Although I know it's not right, I traditionally have 69,000. What happened, and how can I get my emails back?" And then the next email to come through says, "She would like to recall the message, my emails."
After everybody has already read that email.
Yes. And yeah. Now, granted, this isn't the first time she's done it. The last time she did it was in November. "Hi, I'm not sure who else to tell, so I'm alerting you. We have a mouse. I saw it scurry under the fridge between Dina and Gina's desks." And then 2 minutes later, she would like to recall that email. And then before that, it happened in October, where her emails weren't syncing between her phone and her desktop. And she's sweet because she's like, "I know you guys are so busy, but my email on my computer and phone aren't syncing." Like, I can't help her with any of this, so I don't know where she's trying to send it.
Right.
But clearly she realizes it shouldn't go to everyone in the company.
Yeah, so Donnie says she comes in at 8, so he's getting her right now.
Okay, good.
And so we'll be chatting with her hopefully right after this and ask her what in the world is going on up there.
Like, you know somebody like this, right. Don't you? Yeah. You totally do.
Thank you for starting off your morning with the Andy Summers Show here on 92.5 XTU.
And we like to kick every hour off with a cup of joy. And today our cup of joy is that even the smartest person in the building can make you feel smart.
Yes, true. It's very true in this case.
Because there is a woman that works with us who is here with us now. Her name is Jamie, and she's in charge of our sports station. Mm-hmm. Like, really in charge of it, okay? Yeah. As a matter of fact, when I first started working in this building, our market manager, Joe, took me around and introduced me to everyone. And after we met Jamie, he pulled me aside and said, "You better butter up to her because we're all going to be working for Jamie one day."
Very true.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is just how smart you are, Jamie.
Yeah. Well, listen, I think everybody has their strengths and weaknesses. And I'm glad that you and Joe Bell recognize some of my strengths. But technology has never, ever been there. And apparently now sending emails to an entire group of people falls under that category of technology.
Is the problem that the send button is too easily accessible?
Okay, like, Dave, listen. When you start to type in "Phila," right, for our group emails that just fill in there, right? There's groups that are created. And there's Philadelphia IT and there's Philadelphia All.
Oh.
And they're next to each other. And now that we have this new upgraded email system, it looks like one's highlighted and the other one is. So yesterday when I lost 69,000 emails that were in my inbox for the last 15 years that I've been here, I panicked and I sent the note to Philadelphia IT, or so I thought, until I got hilarious responses from a lot of people. And here we are. So
I love it. Yeah. And before that, it was about a mouse, right?
Yeah, there was a mouse. It was scurrying under the fridge in our sales area.
Yeah.
And so as you can see, it's never in a calm moment of reflection. It's always in an, something happened and I need some help right now.
Right. There's a So were you also sending that to IT? Like the computer guys were going to come out and catch the mouse?
No. IT is all encompassing and includes our engineers who are the ones who engineer the mouse traps in order to help us in those situations.
Got it.
Are you like me, Andy, when Jamie sends out these emails, like we all read them and they're like, "When is she going to retract this one?" Like,
I know.
Right away, or?
It's super fun.
Yeah.
Well,
you keep us on our toes.
I appreciate that you guys pay a lot of attention when I send in an email, but, you know, I did send out an email yesterday about a great charitable organization called Simon's Heart that I'm co-hosting a soiree for, and I didn't notice any responses from anybody about that there, Dave Cruz, so.
Not yet. We were waiting for the retraction.
Yeah. But I did not retract that legit one. I stand by that one. That is legit, and I would love any help that anybody wants to support with
that. We will then also post a link to that on on Facebook for you. So anybody who's ready to help.
Unlike your emails, we'll leave the link up.
Well, there's a couple things I'm okay at, and there's some things I'm not good at. So I just ask you to please be kind to me when it comes to technology, and also don't look at the way that I park in the parking lot.
Okay.
Call the Andy Summer Show at 215-263-6700.
Good morning. It's the Andy Summer Show on 92.5XU. Thank you to Jamie, our coworker, for stopping in and trying to explain this bizarre email thing that she has going on where she keeps sending emails, then recalling them, but it seems like every week.
I know, and honestly, we all know someone who either does it often or it's happened to. I mean, like, it's funny. My friend Jane will send me text messages, and I understand them most of the time because I speak Jane, but it's it's never what it's supposed to be, right? Yeah. I have to go through and kind of decipher, so it takes me 20 minutes to figure out what she's trying to say, but we all have somebody like that. So Jenna, what's your story?
I tried to text my husband. I've had a hard day, rough kids, and it auto-corrected to I've had a hard day, sold kids.
Oh, no.
And I didn't realize this until later when he started texting me back like, you what? At first, I just couldn't tell what he's talking about. I'm like, yeah, it's been a hard day. And then I went up and read it, and I was like, no, I didn't do that.
Call the Andy Summer Show at 215-263-6700.
Good morning. It's the Andy Summer Show here on 92.5 XTU with Andy and Dave Cruz. I really like what we're talking about because it makes me feel so much smarter.
Right.
Because all these really, really smart people, like a coworker Jamie, keep sending emails and trying to recall them, and it's just a whole mess.
But it's already out there. It's already out there. We've already
seen
the mistake. And sometimes they can get pretty ugly. So, Christy, something terrible happened to your friend.
So, my friend, her ex-boyfriend, when they were still together, sent her an email that was supposed to go to his boss, basically saying that he needed the weekend off because he was planning on breaking up with her. She contacted him and was like, what's going on?
Yikes.
He was like, well, I wasn't planning on telling you like this, and it was a mistake. I didn't mean to send you that email, but it's over. See you later.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
That's horrible
awful.
Way to find out. Yeah.
Good morning, XTU. Hey, Stevie, tell us your story.
All right. So, my story, more or less, I was texting an old friend of mine, and she had said she didn't have any cigarettes. So I said, it's okay, I have six for now. Didn't read it, just sent it. I get to her. She's dying, laughing on the ground. I said, what is so funny? She said, did you read your text? I said, no, I just sent it. Why? She goes, because I don't think you meant to say that. I said, well, what is it? I looked at it, and it said, I have sex for sale.
Oh! Wow. So you're that kind of friend. All right.
I mean, apparently I am.
That's awesome. Oh, thanks, Stevie.
No worries. Love you. Love your show.
The Andy Summers Show.
This is the People's Country Show. Is that cool with y'all?
On 92.5 XTU. Love you. Love your show.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.